Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Drive Time with Mary Wilson on RTE Radio 1.
A respite holiday centre for people with disabilities is to close tomorrow, despite an intense campaign to keep it open. The Irish Wheelchair Association announced the closure of the Cushla Centre in County Roscommon at the start of the month, and the last disabled guests are to leave there tomorrow. Now, the closure has caused distress among users, but the Wheelchair Association say that they're unable to raise the necessary funds to keep the centre going. Fergal Keane's been speaking to staff and clients of the centre. He's here with me now. There is a lot of, we've covered this before, but there's a lot of unhappiness about this.
There is. There have been large protests in Roscommon outside Leinster House. Politicians have been involved. The Wheelchair Association were called before the Oireachtas Health Committee, but all to no avail. And as you said, Cushla closes tomorrow morning. Now, the centre offered fully accessible hotel type accommodation and an activity centre for people with disabilities and some with very severe disabilities. It was used for holidays and respite breaks. They had a fully trained staff to deal with people and all the equipment necessary. Now, one person I spoke today is Noel Brennan. He's duty manager at the centre. I spoke to him this afternoon, and he says staff there are very angry about the way the closure has come about. And he told me about how staff and clients first heard of the closure.
We were given an notice on the 1st of November, and despite all our efforts, that's the latest, is that it's still going ahead tomorrow.
Have you been in work today and this week?
Yeah, we've been in work since. We've worked away normally since the 1st of the month. We've had guests stay in. We have guests stay in until tomorrow morning. They're leaving about 10:30. And then we'll be handed out whatever. We have to sign something to say, I suppose, cessation of work form. And then there'll be a check issued then, which whatever redundancy is involved.
What happens to you then? You've been offered redeployment.
They gave us a form a couple of weeks ago if you were interested in looking for redeployment. At the meeting when we were given our redundancy, we were told, realistically, we are offering redeployment, but there will be very few places. And it's only because of pressure that has come on since that they've kind of expanded that out a little bit and saying, will there be more redeployment? The way it's been handled has been so bad, I don't think any staff, in a way, would want to work for the organisation again. It has just been absolutely the worst experience. A month, it feels like 4 years. These politicians seem to be throwing each other under the bus. One person saying something, then another one refutes it. So,
how many staff are there and how many clients are there?
Well, we're 45 staff on the roster. This time of the year will be a quieter time of the year anyway, so we might have about 15 to 20 guests staying.
What's the atmosphere like there today?
Oh, it's horrendous. The first week after we got the news was the worst week. They probably should have cancelled all guests for this month, because the first week they were so upset. It was incredible. The IWA have only sent out a letter to their members today. Today is the first time that they've actually officially told them that it's closing, about the new service, you know, how they want to transition to hotels and that sort of thing. So more or less it is the staff of Cushla who have had to handle the phone calls from the people that we know for years and years ringing. So we're kind of trying to manage our own thing. We're trying to work and we're trying to be counsellors, support for the members of the IWA. It's shocking, like.
Noel Brennan there. Fergal, you contacted the Irish Wheelchair Association today as well.
To get an update about the closure, and I got no response from them. They did appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee last week. They said they didn't have the €1 million needed to upgrade the building. There was talk about asbestos being there. But committee members did take issue with their claim that commercial hotels had adequate disabled facilities to meet with the demand. Now, I also then contacted the HSE to get some information from them. Also, no response there. But I did speak to Sean O'Kelly, who is disabled. He's used Cushla on several occasions. He doesn't believe the assurances that the Wheelchair Association has given their members about alternative facilities. That came in that letter today we heard about. And he gave me his reaction to tomorrow's closure.
I as a service user, I'm shocked. I'm saddened by the decisions taken by the board of the Irish Wheelchair Association.
And how do you feel about the decision to close and how they reached it?
I think it's absolutely disgraceful. It's a complete indictment on no consultation whatsoever with service users. It's a complete lack of regard for people with disabilities out there. We're urging the Irish Wheelchair Association to hold an EGM because our voices need to be heard. Decisions have been made, I believe, behind closed doors. They need to address their members.
What did the Cushla Centre offer that you can't get anywhere else?
Cushla have 34 accessible rooms. In any given hotel, there is a maximum of 4 or 5 accessible rooms in any given hotel. And I got a letter today, as did many of the members out there, telling their members of what's going to happen. And it is far too good to be true. What they're proposing cannot be sufficient for all its members.
What are they proposing?
There's a process where you ring the respite manager, then they do a needs assessment of the individual member, then they place you on a break on the given week that you want. There will be Irish Wheelchair Association buses during our stay at the given hotel.
You don't believe it's going to happen?
I really don't believe it's going to happen. This is beyond teething problems. This is completely inadequate for those who are profoundly disabled, who need the services, the PA services, the nursing services, like Cushla.
And that was Sean O'Kelly ending Fergal Keane's report.